When asked how to take down a bear, Father Victor Nick laughs and says that question belongs to someone with more experience. I had to do that out of necessity. We have children here, he says. Elena Lena Nick, his wife of 27 years, nods in agreement, watching her children and grandchildren come and go through the camp trailer's door. Close to Dillingham's Kanatkanak Beach, a nuisance bear was recently posing a threat for the Nicks and families around their camp. Father Victor heard his neighbor hollering, walked over with a loaded rifle, and killed it. Though this was his first fatal confrontation with a bear, Father Victor's telling is brusque and free of bravado. It was a 2-year-old, big enough to attack, it was ready to charge, I had no choice, he says. He simply kept danger at bay, and Lena wants to be prepared for a similar situation if her husband's not around. She's only fired a BB gun, and she stays at camp with her daughter and grandchildren when Victor goes fishing.
Just the other day I was telling him, you need to teach me how to shoot that shotgun.
No, rifle.
Or the rifle. Yeah.
Victor and Lena Nick are lighthearted, but their resolve is strong. Protect and provide for family, guided by faith in their Creator. The Nicks were both baptized in the Russian Orthodox Church, and Father Victor has worked as a priest since the two married.
With my family, church life is the most important thing.
The Nicks moved to Dillingham in 2001, where Victor was parish priest of St. Seraphim of Serov for 11 years. Now relocated to Kuitluk, Victor's home village, they return to Dillingham annually for the summer fishing season.
This is like our second home. We call it our home.
Lena remembers the frequent moves for Victor's vocation.
We have to do what our bishop tells us to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to listen to him. Before we came, we had to ask permission from his grace, our bishop, for his blessing to come and fish here.
With the bishop's permission, the family returns to the land they purchased in Dillingham and set up camp every year. It's a family affair for all of us, Father Victor says. The men subsistence and commercial fish, both to prepare for the winter and make money, and this year they built their own smokehouse and drying racks. 2 sons, 2 daughters, 2 grandkids, and 3 hired crew members live at the camp this season, and Lena hopes for more family.
Hopefully, God willing, my parents will start coming here too. They're both alive. I'm still blessed with that.
1-year-old grandchild Sava happily pats dirt outside of the trailer, bibbed and lolling in the sunshine. Juliana, his 2-year-old sister, waddles between family members in pajamas. Lena's youngest child, Anna, is almost 9, and she bursts into the dining room with a caterpillar to share.
It's a caterpillar!
In this household, the children generate a sense of constant motion and energy. They are my joy. So wonderful to have them here, Lena says. In a Yupik family like the Nicks, caring for young and feeding the family are traditionally maternal jobs, and Lena relishes her role, which she learned from her mother before her.
Everything that I know came from my mom. Watching her, helping her, preparing the fish and everything else.
Lena refers to her own fish handling operation where her goal is to avoid wastefulness. Whatever is not consumed is saved for later, and her practice exemplifies what she wants to teach her offspring.
Whatever you are given, you see that as a blessing.
Father Victor carries the same spirit of gratitude when fishing or hunting, which he learned from his grandfather. He doesn't overharvest, and he doesn't let his game touch the floor, placing a board or a blanket between the body and the bare ground. We were taught to treat anything we catch as sacred, he says, and then he recites a Yupik wisdom given to young hunters from elders. Their thankfulness like a prayer for a more prosperous catch. He still observes this religious respect for life amongst village hunters, where 80% of what lands on the table is from what they catch. Jobs are not dependable in remote villages, so without consistent income, gathering food is vital for families to sustain themselves.
I've watched in the village young men, young boys who are 9, 10 years old, holding a box of shells. You know, it's a real big deal to them. Big deal to them to experience going out and hunting for birds.
He passes Yupik village values to his children on the water during a fishing season that will last through the end of July. 19-year-old Wassily and 27-year-old Timothy fish with their dad, and Anna, eager to get on the skiff, will join them this season.
Something we really, I really enjoy doing, teaching my children.
Man, the whole net is covered.
The property is well provisioned but not excessive, modest but for the abundance of family and tradition. Father Victor gestures proudly towards the camp, indicating that every net used is made by his sons and himself. He rubs his fingers together, imagining the feel of net.
Handling, mending, hanging, making nets has always been my joy. I like the feel of the webbing and the cork line and lead line.
By their hands' work, Lena and Victor weave a way of life for their offspring, speak fluent Yupik, practice Christianity, and fish for food. Their eldest, Timothy, holds a fishing permit, and their future here seems as secure as the salmon flooding into Bristol Bay every summer. Under a bright sun, Lena tends to the smoking salmon, Father Victor makes nets, and the camp calmly waits for the start of fishing the next day. As Lena says, every fish is a gift worthy of gratefulness.
Because everything that is out there is created by God.
For KDLG, I'm Zoe Laird.